Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. It is Tuesday at 12:30, and it's time for the Power Lunch. And every week, folks, we're live here on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio, talking about real estate and interviewing industry leaders and professionals who are serving those who are interested in owning real estate, managing real estate, improving real estate. If it's real estate, we're all over it. And we're also here to support real estate professionals. This show is designed for real estate industry employees, agents, anyone involved in real estate. And of course, as a consumer, you're welcome to listen in and learn. In fact, today you're going to learn something that you might want to share to others in your family or in your neighborhood about solar and a free opportunity to make your home more efficient, especially if you meet the qualifications. I have Cliff LeBlanc, Marketing and Communication Manager, with us today, and he's from Grid Alternatives, and we're going to be interviewing him and talking about the wonderful opportunities that Grid is providing for low-cost solar, as well as for job training, as well as opportunities even for investors who own multifamily units to make their properties more efficient. My name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. And for those of you who are watching for the first time, know that The Power Is Now is a media company specializing in educating people about home ownership, about real estate, really empowering and instructing and assisting everyone to achieve the American dream of home ownership. And that's what we use media for, online media particularly, to get the information out. And so you can find us at thepowersnow.com. And there on our homepage, you'll see The Power Is Now Radio. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we provide podcasts on Blog Talk Radio since April of 2011. We've been around since 2009. I started as a teleconference, and then we went on to online radio. We also have the Power Is Now magazine, which is all about real estate as well, on the homepage, and the Power Is Now TV, in which we use Facebook as our platform to create programming that's available for everyone. And so I appreciate those of you who are joining us by Facebook today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to participate in this great show today about solar. Now, for those of you who also are interested in purchasing or selling real estate or getting real estate finance, know that The Power Is Now is also a real estate company. We're licensed only in the state of California to sell real estate and to originate loans. And so we have The Power Is Now Real Estate Services. And our license number for the state of California is 1980407. And we have The Power Is Now Mortgage Services. And our license number is through the NMLS, and that's 1435243. I am the broker for both the real estate and the mortgage company. My individual license number as the real estate broker for the state of California only is 01143484. And I'm the broker for the mortgage division, and my individual license number for brokers for the Power Is Now Mortgage Services is 461807. Again, thank you for tuning in. So good to see Jane, my sister-in-law out of Wisconsin. Hey, Jane, how you doing? How you doing? Good to see you on Facebook, as well as Miranda, Yolanda, extraordinary mortgage professional. Wish you would join our team. And others who are joining us, thank you so much for taking time out and to participate. We got a great show today, and it's about Grid Alternatives. And so before I get into the details here, let me share a little bit about our guest and his background. And I want to thank Natasha Ferguson, who's a marketing communication analyst for Grid Alternatives, for making this interview possible today. Cliff is a Wyoming native who graduated from Montana State University with a BA in marketing. His experience in nonprofit development and marketing includes working in low-income urban areas such as Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Detroit. He also has worked in the mountain wilderness area of Colorado, Montana, and Wyoming as a proponent for the backcountry wildlife issues. He brings the same level of advocacy to GRID through his development efforts concentrating on individual giving and promotion of solar environmentalism. Cliff is always searching for innovative solutions to ecological challenges in both urban and mountain areas. Welcome, Cliff LeBlanc, to the Power Is Now Power Lunch.
That's awesome, Eric. Good to be here with you this afternoon.
Well, thank you. And I can just see by your job description that you're a busy guy. So we really appreciate you coming on and sharing, I think, some really important information about homeownership, you know, and not just homeownership, but making homes efficient, energy efficient. And that's what solar is all about, right? Making homes more efficient.
Absolutely, Eric. And, you know, it's we really at GRID, we concentrate on income qualified homeowners. So that's a particular segment of real estate that I think your listeners will be very interested in. We here at GRID, although we're based, our office is based here in Riverside, we have offices across California, and then we also have offices in Colorado, the tri-state area as well. So we're a national organization. We also have an office in Nicaragua, as well as we're working with some people in Nepal as well. So definitely a full-scale operation here.
So you guys are really worldwide. I mean, when you talk about Nicaragua.
We do a lot of solar work there and also some water treatment, those sorts of things as well.
So Cliff, let's start with GRID. What is GRID? What does it stand for?
Well, GRID is an acronym, but really it's dealing with the power grid. It stands for Generating Renewable Ideas for Development. But everybody knows what the power grid is, and that's really what we're focused on, is really bringing solar power to the entire marketplace in terms of just looking at low-income homeowners. That's where we concentrate on. Many other for-profit organizations, they really are concentrating on a completely different segment of the population.
Well, and that is really the core of your mission, right? In fact, your mission and vision is all about serving the underserved, the low-income communities, as opposed to the for-profit organizations. In fact, just for the record, why don't you state what the mission and vision is for GRID?
Well, we're a community-based program that really helps income-qualified families save money through the energy from the sun. So what we're looking at is we look at three different areas: the people side, because we're also a job training organization. We're also looking at homeowners. And then the third area that we concentrate on is the environmental aspects of what GRID does in terms of improving air quality.
So there are many organizations that are offering solar panels and, you know, enhancements to properties. And honestly, until I learned about GRID, I didn't know that there was a nonprofit organization out there that was doing this. All I hear about, and what I hear is not good, is about for-profit organization overcharging people and people spending a lot of money tying up their properties and financing them through the tax authority, making it just a crazy situation for real estate professionals to be able to deal with that and trying to sell their property, or even for them to even refinance their property. So it's nothing but bad news, I have to tell you, that I've heard about solar power and its availability, accessibility, financeability through the general public. And so this is a welcome alternative to people, but you have to be low income. So let's speak on that for a moment.
Sure. Let me just go through, unpack a couple of things that you said. Really, there's three different ways that people can get solar. There's a lease, that's what you're talking about, where people get hung up on with leasing agents. And some of the differences that you would see with a solar lease, you're going to require a credit score The leasing terms are typically 15 years, could be 20 years. It won't be an interest rate because it's a lease, but the cost is still, you're still looking at a general cost of over $11,000, $12,000, something like that. That's the lease option. If you're doing a purchase option, you're looking at anywhere from 12 to 20 years, something like that, 4%, if you can get a 4% loan anymore. And you're looking at anywhere from, depending upon the size of your roof and how big your home is, anywhere from $18,000 to $30,000 on a maybe a 2,500 square foot home. And so then you're paying for that for a long period of time, up to 20 years. Now, how Grid is different, we're not looking for any sort of credit score because we're a nonprofit. We're just looking at specifically low-income homeowners, and we're not requiring any sort of a lien. We're not requiring any credit scores. We're not requiring equity, any of those things that the for-profit solar companies are asking. That's different from us. Now, in terms of, and you asked about the qualifications, obviously there are qualifications. And the biggest one is that an individual would have to be below 80% area median income. And what that would mean is a typical family of four would be right around the 53,600 number in order to qualify. And that's obviously a sliding scale. If you have more people in the household, then income would go up. For instance, if you have seven people in the household, then the maximum income is $66,500. So those are some of the basic differences between us and the for-profit. The other major difference between us and the for-profit solar contractors is that we're also a job training organization. So in addition to providing no-cost solar to low-income homeowners, we also provide job training to individuals who are interested in getting a job in the solar industry. So that's a big piece of what we do as well.
Now, how many, you know, opportunities are, I mean, do you find to help people that meet those requirements? I mean, I don't know very many families that that are that large anymore. In fact, the typical family might have two or three kids. And right. I'm the oldest of seven, you know.
Yeah, well.
And they're not making babies at that rate anymore, you know. So right. To meet that income, 80% of the low to moderate income, the 80% of the area medium income, right? And mm-hmm. So do you have a lot of demand based on that restriction?
We do, as a matter of fact, because especially in some of these income qualified or disadvantaged areas that we really spend a lot of time in, you run into a lot of multi-generational families. So you might have the core family that may only have wife and two kids, a family of four, but they may have a grandma living with them, or they may have an uncle or something living there as well. A lot of times we see families who may have disabled family members or family members who need additional medical assistance, those sorts of families. So we do see quite a bit. And just in terms of volume, we average right around 200, 220, 230 installations a year. And just to put it into some sort of perspective, since our office opened in 2011 in the Riverside area, we've installed almost 1,500 solar systems, and that ends up being a sizable investment into the Inland Empire community. Because if you're looking at those numbers that we're just talking about, somewhere around $17,000 to $22,000 per system, you're looking at an investment back into the Inland Empire of around $20 million since 2011. So there is a market.
Cliff, that is phenomenal. There should be some type of recognition coming out of the mayor's office.
Well, funny you mentioned that. We We do work a lot with cities, as you might expect. We're partners with quite a few cities. And as a matter of fact, a quick shout out to the city of Rancho Cucamonga. We're just finishing up a partnership with them. And tonight, the mayor is giving us a proclamation for recognition of the work that we did in the city of Rancho Cucamonga. So we have formal relationships with multiple areas within the Inland Empire. I could give you some of the numbers just to give you an idea how many installs we've did in some of the main areas in Riverside County. We've installed 84 systems in San Bernardino.
Wow.
Another big one in Riverside County in Paris. You would think Paris is a fairly small community in Riverside County, but we've already done 104 systems in Paris. So there is a big need. And then we also spend a lot of time out in the desert communities, both the high desert and low desert, desert hot springs, 141 systems. So we are definitely all over the Inland Empire in both Riverside and San Bernardino counties, as well as some tribal areas. We do a lot of work on tribal lands as well.
Well, when I think about savings to these families, I mean, it's a lot of money, both in your investment and the millions. Then there's the additional millions in energy savings to these families collectively, right?
Yes, and what I could say to that is we gauge our savings somewhere around the 75 to 90% range. And I routinely talk to homeowners. I just spoke to a homeowner last night, as a matter of fact, who pays his electric bill on an annual basis. He has a roughly 1,800 square foot home. His bill for the year was $80 and change. So it can be a sizable savings for people. And obviously, there's also a definite impact on how people use their energy. There has to be an education process that goes along with it, because if you're not using very much energy to begin with, you've kind of built in those habits of conserving energy. But if you now have air conditioning and you just run your air conditioning constantly 24/7 and keep your house at 62 degrees and you have poor insulation, then you're still going to have a sizable bill, because, as you might guess, once the sun goes down, then you're back on the grid.
Right. Now, I want to be clear on a couple of things. Because of the income restrictions, again, it's based on family size. It's clear now by the number of installations you're doing that there are people, these are homeowners that meet this requirement. How can real estate professionals, you know, get their clients involved in a program like this? I'm thinking of people that agents have helped in the past buy homes. And then what about those who may meet the income requirements who are buying a home right now? Can you get involved in the acquisition of property with people?
Sure. Well, the first thing is I just mentioned to get a hold of us, and get a hold of us at area code 951-465-2864. But in terms of the real estate professionals out there, if they have existing clients, one of our core demographics and targets are senior citizens, because there's a lot of senior citizens who are on fixed incomes. They may own a home, but they're on a fixed income. And then if they run into any sort of financial difficulties at all, then they have a big hole in their budget. By moving forward with the solar system through grid, we're able to help them get over that. If they have medical bills, typically we'll see seniors who, because of their health, they may need to keep their temperature at a steady 72 degrees, those sorts of things. Also, there are situations where people inherit homes from parents, things like that. We help a lot of those individuals. There are multi-generational homes that have been in the family for a generation or two. And then, yes, there are situations where low-income homeowners are buying houses, and we do service that market as well.
Well, Cliff, you've just, opened a whole world of opportunity to real estate professionals, especially. We know that the fastest growing segment in the United States are senior citizens.
Right.
And they are, they're baby boomers retiring. I'm a baby boomer, we're retiring, we're downsizing, and our incomes, are not what they used to be. And many, when they hit Social Security or the pension, they may, in fact, fall well within that 80% of the low to moderate income area. And so what a great way to help them now and providing this energy efficiency, right? Get their home completely set, where they have electric bill, $80 a year, right?
Correct.
Pretty amazing. And in addition to that, by making these improvements, they'll make their home much more valuable, because this is not, equipment that someone who may want to purchase the home in the future has to deal with in terms of, qualifying, paying it, or assuming some type of debt associated with it, right? I mean, there's no lien. I mean, it's free, right? I mean, there's no gotcha here. Please tell me there's no gotcha.
No, and that's, that's one thing, Eric, that we deal with on a daily basis, because a lot of the for-profit solar installers really capitalize on the word free. Well, sure, the actual energy that coming from the sun, yes, that's free. But if you have a lien on your bill, you're just replacing one bill, the power, with another one, your lease. And so there's a big education component of that. And then coupled with people here, they get the phone calls, and they know individuals who have entered into some sort of a contract with a lease or a purchase, and then they try to sell their home and they can't because that lien's on there and nobody wants to pay that extra amount on the mortgage. So a big part of what we do is provide that education and help people make informed decisions. There are, I can tell you that there are quite a few legitimate solar contractors out there that that work with people in the moderate to high income levels. And we still work with those solar installers because, as I mentioned earlier, we are a job training organization. So the work that we do training people to get involved in the solar industry, we also want to maintain good relationships with some of the higher quality solar contractors out there. So when they're looking for well-trained individuals, they can come to Grid Alternatives and understand that we provide a wide range of training options, and that the individuals that we bring on are fully trained and are very safe.
Now, Cliff, I wanted to do a deeper dive with you on the job training opportunities. But right now, man, I'm just trying to get my head around the opportunity that you've just laid out here. Mm-hmm. And working with senior citizens. And I'm thinking right now, I know at least 20 or 30 senior citizens who can't qualify for a refinance, don't want to do. In fact, they may have a reverse mortgage on their home. They don't have a payment at all. And they truly aren't in a position to take on any debt. And they could use the savings. And I'm thinking, man, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking to Cliff LeBlanc, and he is the marketing and communication manager for Grid. And the more I'm talking to him now, the more excited I'm getting about the wonderful opportunity that Grid represents for real estate professionals who are serving the community, for those who are senior specialists and working with seniors and helping them to liquidate their assets, consolidate their assets, downsize. Man, what a tremendous opportunity to help improve their property energy efficiency, and in doing so, increase the value of their property when they are in a position to sell. Cliff, are you guys, now you're based out here, you have a location here in Riverside, California, and
Correct.
You're serving from that location, serving all the Inland Empire, but our audience is from Lake County, San Francisco, to, you know, all over the world here. So tell us about here, California. Where is your location in Northern Cal, Orange County, LA County? Right. Because I know now that if people are hearing what I'm hearing, this is a tremendous partnership that they should have with your organization.
Yes, it's really a great opportunity for real estate professionals to, if they have a good network of senior citizens. We have an office in San Diego. We have the office here in Riverside. We have an office in Los Angeles. We have one in the Central Coast area. We have an office in the Bay Area. And we also have some satellite offices in Northern California. In addition to, I think I mentioned earlier, we're in the DC area and also in Colorado. So we have some good locations, especially serving California all across the coast, and we stay very, very busy with all of our offices.
Now, for those of you who are watching on Facebook, if you have any questions, please type in the chat room. I'd be happy to ask your question to Cliff. And also, please share this link today. This is really important information. You may know of another real estate professional who is working primarily with seniors. In fact, you know, I was looking at a report the other day, Cliff. This is a side note, but the real estate agents are old people, man. I mean, the average age is in the 70s. I'm just shocked by that, how old we are. So many of us could probably benefit from the from this resource ourselves.
Sure. Yes, I can. I've dealt with so many senior citizens in the solar industry. One of the first installs I did was out in Desert Hot Springs on a senior. It's a great area out there. There's a lot of retirees. We had another senior citizen in San Bernardino that we really helped out, who was actually an Army veteran. And she had some problems with her air conditioning and her heat, as well as her roof. Through various programs, she was able to get her roof fixed, and she hadn't had heat or air conditioning in her home for 5 years. And once we got the roof fixed through a different nonprofit, we were able to put solar on her home, and now she has the funds to pay for both air conditioning and her furnace. So that's a big deal when you're in a fixed income and you can't provide the resources enough to turn on your air conditioning or heat for 5 years. So, you know, we've really helped out some people in that way, and we're really geared up to help more. If any of your listeners and anyone listening to our live broadcast today wants to learn more, you can always call us here in our Riverside office at 951-465-2864.
Cliff, that's a really sad story. This is a veteran, right? Dealing with that, not having heat or air for 5 years. And how did you guys learn about our situation?
Well, we have a lot of community engagement feelers out there. A lot of our teams works with lots of different nonprofits, anything from Habitat for Humanity to the different networks within the counties and cities. So we really work a lot in terms of finding different events where seniors may attend, where anybody who's looking for some sort of financial assistance attends. And then we just attend a lot of just community events. For instance, in Paris, one of our real big draws that we ended up getting a lot of clients from is a free backpack giveaway for schools. We did one in Paris. We also did one in Riverside at Castle Park. People come to our table and ask questions. And once they understand that we're a nonprofit, we're not trying to make money off them, they'll listen to us and really understand that, you know, we're quite a bit different than the solar contractors out there. And we're actually not even in competition with them. We're looking at a completely different market.
Right. You know, Cliff, we're in the second quarter, and as real estate professionals go, this is the beginning of our season. You know, we will do probably 70% of our production between April and the end of September. One of the things that we are all doing is reaching back to our past clients. You know, our database is very, very important to us. And the story that you just shared about this veteran kind of puts it, you know, it really puts things in perspective on how important it is for us as real estate professionals when we sell someone a home to stay engaged with that family. You never know what's going on. And so it's not just about making the American dream a reality for people and helping them find a home and getting into the home, but it's also about sustainable homeownership, right? Keeping them in the home, making sure they can, you know, no life events have taken place, they can still afford the payment, preventing foreclosure, or making sure that their home is getting all that perhaps they can qualify for, from energy efficiencies to new roofs and insulation and things of that nature. And heck, you almost need a full-time person just to keep engaged with your past clients and let them know about opportunities like this. And so you have inspired me today to put together a letter and some additional marketing pieces just to send to all of my past clients who, because we do nothing more than first-time homebuyers. Most of our clients qualify for some type of down payment assistance. And so with the number of people in their family, there's a good possibility they could qualify for this free solar and not get bamboozled into this for-profit stuff that's going on out there, tying up their property, increasing their taxes, and all these other things. And so for you agents who are watching and listening right now, this is, I mean, what a partnership this represents to real estate agents who are committed to not just selling, but serving, right, the community.
Yes, Eric, and you know, you bring up a really good point just in terms of referrals, and referrals are just as important to Grid as they are to the real estate professionals, because you kind of scratch the surface in terms of lifestyle changes, lifestyle circumstances change on a regular basis. If you're not engaged with your client base, you miss out on people get married, people move out, buy homes, people decide that they want to buy a second home. All of these lifestyle changes happen on a regular basis. And it's just as much of a issue with us. We rely on referrals just as much as realtors do. And that's a big piece of any marketing strategy, is making sure that you have that referral network and you keep in contact. Otherwise, you're missing a tremendous amount of opportunities with the people who know you the best.
Now, again, there's no cost to this whatsoever. And I know I keep saying this, that it's just... What's that?
I said, keep saying it. I guess I should backtrack and say there is one small cost. As part of the installation day, the one thing that we do ask our homeowners to do is provide lunch. So that's the one charge.
You know, that's great. Well, I tell you what, any of my clients do this, lunch is on me. You let them know that I'll have it sent, you know? So no problem. Lunch is on me.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now radio today and multiply your media exposure now. thepowerisnow.com, bringing out the superstar in you. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future. Your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com. because we care. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life, the day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan. It's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
Wow, this is really awesome. How long have you guys been doing this?
Well, Grid started around 2001 as part of there. There was an energy crisis back in 2001. Our founders, Erica Mackey and Tim Sears, created Grid as a result of that. So Grid has been in operation since then, since 2001. Here in the Inland Empire, we've been around since 2011. So it's just over six, 7 years.
Now, this investment in putting free solar onto homes, we're in the millions, multi-millions that you guys are spending. Where is the money coming from? This stuff does cost money. And then it's not just the equipment that you're installing in this home, but the labor. And I mean, how are you able to do this? Tell us about how Grid is financed and supported to do this great work.
Our funding comes from a variety of sources. The first one is, a few years ago, you probably heard the term cap and trade.
Yes.
There is a cap and trade that came out, a bill from the assembly. We are funded partially through cap and trade. And if you do some research on the internet, what the legislature did is they built certain zones they call cap zones that the legislature is determined to be both low income and highly polluted. And so we concentrate on those areas. It's really through the California Climate Investments, through the California Department of Community Services and Development. That's the first one. There's also a program called SASH, also a state-funded program. Stands for Single Family Affordable Solar Homes Program. Grid has managed that program since 2009. We're the administrator of that. And then the third area that's really important to us here in this area is just through advocacy. We have a lot of corporate donors, individual donors. We have fundraising events. So that's probably the third tier of how we get our funding. We definitely accept donations, and both in terms of time, volunteer work, and also just pure financial donations. I mentioned earlier that there are several manufacturers that donate microinverters, they donate panels, and we get some of our funding from that source as well.
Well, it sounds like it's a well-financed, well-funded organization to do the volume that you're doing. And I just pray that it continues. Real estate professionals can partner with you, and you have a financial incentive for them as well in partnering with you. And that financial incentive does not in any way affect the end user, right? It's not being added to their cost or anything like that.
No, if you're referring to our referral program, it's... Yeah. It's not a huge referral, but we do have a program where if a person refers or an organization refers a client to Grid and they get a solar installation, we'll provide a $200 referral bonus to that. We do have a few realtors that are involved in the referral rewards program, but as you might guess, we've talked about referrals in general. A lot of the people who already use Grid or have a Grid program, they will refer a lot of clients our direction. Some of the senior citizens we talked about have 5-6 referrals in the works or have received $1,000, $1,500.
Wow. So what a great incentive for the actual recipient of the solar. They can refer a family member or friend and make an extra $200 per referral fee.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
A good program. As you know, from the real estate side, referrals are the best form of promotion, the best form of advertisement. You can't beat referrals.
No, you cannot. Referral business is the best business, regardless of the business.
Absolutely.
Now, let's transition for a moment here and talk about the training program. And then we want to end and talking about the multifamily program, because we're huge here at The Power Is Now in helping our first-time home buyers buy four-unit properties. And with down payment assistance, by the way. So there's a good possibility that they may be able to benefit that. But so before we get there, let's talk about the training opportunity for jobs. You know, job creation is very important. Without jobs, we can't sell real estate, right?
Right. Yes. And I just want to make it really clear that we separate job training from volunteerism, because we do have a lot of volunteers, people who are really mission centric and really appreciate GRID's mission of providing low income solar to people who need it the most. So we have those individuals, but then we also have the specific job training programs. And I can tell you right now, just over the last several years, we've trained over 2,318 individuals to get it into the solar market. And a good chunk of them are female. Some people are surprised that we have programs specifically targeting women in solar. Since 2011, we've trained over almost 450 ladies to get involved in the solar industry. A third area that we're very proud of, we have a program called Solar Futures, where we are working with high school students. And this program's a little bit newer, but we've still trained over 676 students, high school students. So that's a good program. To tell you a little bit about the actual training that they are receiving, we have a program called Installation Basic Training. And that is a training program that helps you develop the skills that the solar industry employers are looking for. So some of the things that come in that, we have certificate programs, just a list of them would include job site safety, fall protection, the racking installation. What that means is the panels are actually installed on a rack. So the racking installation, the actual module installation, electrical safety, electrical layout, mounting, conduit bending. These are just a few of the things that people would learn if they decide that they want to come out and do some training. Our trainers, we call them solar installation supervisors, and we have probably 10 to 12 of them here in the Inland Empire. And they're pretty much on-the-job trainers is what I would call them. The beauty of what GRID does is we provide this training at a pace that individuals can really get into. It's not a classroom, so when there's questions, we're able to stop and answer the questions. Most of our installations are 2 days long. And for a for-profit solar contractor, most of the jobs that they do, they can probably kick them out in a day. But we stretch it out to 2 days and really focus on the mechanics of what is being done and make sure that people who have questions, we stop and answer their questions so they understand what's going on. We are dealing with electricity, so there's always a lot of questions about electricity, and our solar installation supervisors are well-versed in that and very safe. As a job training organization, we spend an inordinate amount of time on safety just because as contractors look to us to bring them qualified candidates, they're going to look at our safety record and see if we're an organization that really trains people in order to be safe on the job site. So,
Clift, I am continuing to be amazed at this organization. Not only are you doing just incredible work for low income families, but providing jobs, job training in an industry that is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, everything is going solar. Everything.
Yeah, I can give you just a couple of stats. Right now, there are over 260,000 people working in the solar industry, and that number has nearly doubled since 2012. So by 2021, we're expecting that number to jump up to around 360,000 people working in the solar industry. So that's a big chunk of people. And although the majority of our job training aspects focuses on the solar installation, as all of your viewers and listeners might catch on, the job market is getting much better. So as a result, the solar industry has came to us and say, well, you know, we like the solar installers, but we're also looking for people that can do some of the inside stuff besides just the installation. So we have programs, internships that concentrate on client acquisition, concentrate on community engagement, concentrate on just the marketing aspects of solar as well. So what you get with Grid is kind of a full picture. You know, we're helping income qualified families get their solar system, but we're also providing well-rounded training both out in the field and in the office. So, you know, if it seems like everybody knows someone who is looking for a job at some point, especially younger people, we do a lot of work with age group of maybe 18 to 26, who maybe school is just not for them, but they still want to have a job that has a good satisfaction rate and offers a high rate of potential, earning potential. So if you're looking at that age frame from 18 to 26, their job prospects in a lot of ways are, you know, somewhat limited. But here at Grid, we can get you started on a career that has good advancement possibilities, also has good entrepreneurial possibilities of starting your own solar construction outfit. And we've had multiple job trainees who went through that process and are now doing their own solar work and have their own solar organization.
That's amazing. Again, I'm just amazed at the comprehensive nature of the Grid's approach to community, you know, providing the energy efficiency through solar and now job training. And then you have, what a natural fit that is, because you're working with for-profit organizations. And so you have that inside connection to take those individuals who have been trained in various aspects of solar to get jobs. Tell us about the job placement. Do you have like job placement people that say, you know, John Doe is fully trained? And by the way, what's the evidence of the training? Does he get a certificate? Is it recognized by any other academic associations or what have you?
Yes, there's the certificates we have specifically for Grid are just Grid certificates. But we also, as part of the training that we provide, give them access to the required training for national certification. So there's a national certification that is requiring a certain number of job training hours, and Grid is a participant in that. So there's various levels of job training. There's various training programs to get you to that point. And Grid is able to notch out each section of the times allotted that are required for the national certifications.
Well, again, great job on the job training. And I'm looking forward to really helping to promote Grid and both the solar and the job training opportunities, both on our radio show as well as in our magazine. You guys, what are some other ways that people can just really partner up with you and support what you're doing?
Well, we're always looking for partners in terms of donations. We have a program called Corporate Sponsored Workday, where different organizations come out and do a solar installation with us. For instance, on Earth Day, we have a major one coming up with Southern California Edison. We're doing three houses over in Chino, three houses at the same time. Southern California Edison is bringing out roughly 45 of their employees to the job site, donating their time to do the installation. We've also had various cities come out and do that. I mentioned Rancho Cucamonga has done some installation work with us. The city of Paris has, and several others as well. So they can all give us a call at the phone number I gave earlier, 951-465-2864. And when I can get really specific in terms of the different levels of sponsorship. Beyond that, you know, you don't have to spend $5,000 to come out and volunteer. We'd like to welcome you anytime that you're ready to do an installation. Come on out here. We'll show you around. There's a great degree of satisfaction that I see from the volunteers who come out, because when you're doing this sort of work, especially if normally you're inside doing computer work or even selling homes, you don't really get to work with tools and get up on a roof and do those sorts of things. Now, we're able to provide that, but in addition to that, when the homeowners see the system in operation and they see the meter running backwards and they understand, hey, I had a $300 bill and now it's wiped down to $8 or $10, that's a really emotional feeling, and to share that emotion is pretty powerful. So I would encourage anybody who is interested in improving the air quality of Southern California, coupled with also helping people, that GRID is a very, very good organization to partner with. Come out and give us a call. We'd love to have you. If you have realtors out there that want to come out for a team building, we're definitely the place to come to for that.
Fantastic. Well, folks, you have the information. Please reach out to GRID Alternatives if you're interested in volunteering. Also, this show will be on our Facebook for a while, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. So please share the link to this information so that others can get involved with GRID. Now, Cliff, before we go, I want you to talk about the multifamily opportunity and what it means for investors who own multifamily projects to be able to help their tenants as well as themselves.
Sure, I'm glad you asked about that. There's another Assembly Bill 693 is now called the SOMA program that just came up. The way it really works is some of the qualifications, the property must have at least 5 residential housing units. So it gets kind of wonky in terms of the incomes. 80% of the property residents must have incomes at or below 60% of the area median income. So that's a little bit wonky, but we can, if any of your viewers or listeners want more information, we have a dedicated person here in the Inland Empire that can answer those questions. The property must be subject to a deed restriction. And basically what that means is the property is designated as affordable housing, and the property has to have at least 10 years remaining on the term of the property's affordability restrictions. The one part about the SOMA program is that only existing buildings are eligible for this program. If you have a new housing development, there's a different program called the New Solar Homes Program that will work for new construction. So those are the main qualifications for a multifamily unit. We're really starting in earnest on multifamily here in the Inland Empire. We have 2 or 3 projects in the works. Our first multifamily program that we worked on, we just completed about 4 months ago. It was for the Chemehueve tribe over in Lake Havasu on the Arizona-California border. And what we did for them, they have a community center over there that's very subject to power outages. We were able to provide a system that is a battery backup system that powers their community center if there is a power outage. So, you know, we have different different areas that we can work with from a multifamily standpoint, but specifically to address the residential side, those are the qualifications.
Okay, well, the qualifications and the more details on how to make how your property can benefit from the solar panels that are free or perhaps, you know, some contribution, please reach out to Cliff LeBlanc about those opportunities. Cliff, we're completely out of time, and I had an actual technical glitch here, so I'm glad you kept going. And I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So any final words before we wrap up the show for our audience? And Amit, I really appreciate you and Natasha for making this possible and coming on. And I hope we have a million views of this, both on Blog Talk and on Facebook. And for those of you who are listening, please share this information. Share our Facebook Live. Share the Blog Talk Radio podcast. Share, because people need to know about this wonderful opportunity to get solar at no cost.
Yes, Eric, I guess I would just leave viewers with the fact that, you know, grid is different. The grid difference is we don't check for credit scores. We don't require high energy bills, no home equity, and there's no liens, anything like that. So give us a call at the 951-465-2864, and we expect to see you, Eric, up there on the roof one of these days. We'll be in touch.
I don't know about that, Cliff. I'll bring lunch. You know, I specialize in lunch. And here's what we are going to do, though. I am so impressed with this organization. We're going to provide a full-page ad in every issue in our magazine, The Power Is Now magazine, The Power Is Now Real Estate magazine. We're going to create a commercial to play on all of our shows on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to put you on our website as a link for people to get more information. I'm all in. You know, I'm all in on any organization that is having this type of impact on the community, and especially on those who are low to moderate income people who are, you know, are not really have the resources to, you know, live their best life, if you will, to have the things that are really essential to just surviving in today's economy as energy prices continue to get higher and higher and higher. I'm glad the solar technology is growing at the rate it is, as well as the job opportunities as well for our younger people. So my hat's off to Grit. You've got a partner here at The Power Is Now.
That's awesome, Eric. We're very, very happy to work with you. And that's great news that you're going to support us. We really, really appreciate that. It's our goal really to make solar energy and job training accessible to underserved communities. And the assistance that you can provide with your network is just awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, Cliff. Natasha, thank you for making this happen. We're going to transition now with a few announcements and then end this show. If you'd like to hang in with us, you can, or you can go ahead and end your side of the meeting as I move into announcements. So, folks, again, Grid Alternative, Cliff LeBlanc, thank you again for joining us today on the Power Is Now Lunch.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Now, folks, just some quick announcements. Next week on the Power Lunch, we will have Anton Thompson, who is the executive director of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And, folks, you want to tune in for this because Anton has been at the helm now as executive director for a number of years, and he's going to really make the case for NARAB. It's value proposition for membership. Not only that, the work that they're doing both at the state and the national level, and also celebrating the history through Realtors Month in the month of April. It's important that people understand the contributions that NARAB has made and continues to make in the real estate industry and in the community, serving African Americans as well as people of low to moderate income. It's an organization born during a period of Jim Crow laws and the need to support particularly African Americans who had limited access to homeownership through governmental policies and what have you. NARAB was born out of that environment. And 80 years later, you know, the largest minority real estate trade association in the country, black real estate organization in the country, not necessarily the largest minority-owned real estate organization in the country, but the largest black real estate trade association in the country. So next week, April 24th, Anton Thompson, Executive Director of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the responsibilities of the borrower in getting a home loan. You know, what is your responsibility? What are the things that you should understand when you're getting started with the process? So we'll talk about preparation, getting ready to start the process, and we'll talk about what you do while you're in the process, and then we'll talk about, you know, closing out the transaction. And so this will be a great opportunity for those of you who have yet to get started, for those of you who have gotten started and you're in the middle of it. It's a great opportunity for real estate professionals to understand fully the process and what everyone's role is and responsibility. So tonight, Power is Now, first-time home buyer online seminar at 7 o'clock. Please tune in and let everybody know about it. Final announcement. Over the weekend, I became a grandfather, the third grandchild, Brianna Frazier Cannon. Now Brianna Cannon, married to Virgil Cannon, my son-in-law, awesome son-in-law. They have given us now their third grandchild, or their third child and our third grandchild. And he is a boy. He is a boy. Yes, a boy. Now, for those of you who know me, I have four daughters and two grandchildren, right? Two granddaughters. And now the third one is a son, a grandson. So I'm very, very excited about that. It has taken, you know, the next generation to bring a boy into this family. And I can't tell you, I'm just elated. I'm just blown away. His name is Cameron Lawrence, after his granddad, Eric Lawrence, Cameron Lawrence Cannon, and came into this world, I believe, 7 pounds, 8 ounces, 19 and 3/4 inches, strong, feisty, like a Frazier supposed to be, Cannon Frazier. And we're all very, very happy to have this new addition to the Frazier family and the Cannon family. We are soliciting your prayers. You know it is when infants come into this world, this big, bad world full of everything you can imagine. And we just want him to be healthy and strong and to weather the first year of challenges that all newborns face, and to become a strong, intelligent, dynamic, awesome young man that he is destined to be, because he's got some awesome parents with Virgil and Brianna, and some grandparents that have their back for sure. So we're very excited here at the Frazier family, and looks like that's it for them. So I have three other daughters, so I'm looking for more grandchildren, So we hope to have just a whole tribe of grandkids coming into this world and continuing on the Frazier Cannon legacy. Well, that's the show for today. Thank you for tuning in. Every Tuesday at 12:30, we have a Power Lunch, and look for more great guests that will be coming our way soon. I've got some great people lined up for you that's going to be sharing some important information about your business, about real estate Also, for those of you who are interested in making a move, please consider the Powers Now. If you're a real estate professional, go to careers on our website, powersnow.com. Check out everything we're doing. We're a different kind of company. We really are. If you don't believe that, read the About Us section on our menu bar, on the menu at thepowersnow.com. Read our mission, our vision, our statement of purpose. We're a different kind of company. We're mission-driven. We're passionate about homeownership, about helping first-time homebuyers and low to moderate income buyers. We're very passionate about what we do, and we're committed to making a difference in the community. We really are. And so if you're interested in working with a company like that, then you don't need to look any further. Just give us a call or drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. I appreciate those of you who have joined us by Facebook today. Please share the link. All right. Share it at least 100 times. Please share the link. Get the word out about GRID. What an awesome company. Folks, we're all in on GRID here at The Power Is Now. Well, that's it. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining us today. See you tonight, right here on Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.